T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Good Life Guy here. Welcome back to the program. Big shout out to one of my favorite sponsors, AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley. You know, there's the original on North Rock Road. Of course, the one on 13th with the beautiful bowling alley. And just opened up in Salina. That one's doing good. And, of course, out in Hutchinson. But if you haven't been to AJ's, you know, you've probably seen the Superdome pizza, 29 inches of lovely sliced pizza. But there's so many other things on the menu at AJ's. Burgers, fries, anything you can think of. And it's a great place to, I was going to say watch sports, but now you can watch sports reruns. And they are back open. Social distancing and extra cleanliness, of course, is in play. AJ's, the original sports grill at the Alley on 13th. Out west in Hutchinson, up north in Salina, and of course the original AJ's on North Rock Road. When you go there, tell them you heard about it from Good Life Guy. Joining me now by phone from Richmond, Virginia, is my favorite in-law chef, Chef Chaz Robinson. Welcome to the Good Life.
Thank you, Guy. How are you doing today?
You know, the only thing better is if we were cooking on your deck or mine.
Amen.
Well, but you got the day off. That's a plus.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's tell everybody a little bit about you. You've been doing stuff in the food business for as long as I've known you, pretty much. Talk about
just over 30 years.
You started when you were 4?
I wish.
You and me both. Tell me about the food truck, because I think this is so interesting. And when I see the stuff that you put on Facebook and holy mackerel, this is a food truck spectacular.
Well, yeah, we are 100% local on all of our proteins. So we source in half hogs from a local farmer, and I break down the entire pig. We use every square inch of it. We save the skin, and we make chicharrones. And the only thing I have not figured out how to use is the oink. But I'm working on that. But local chickens, and we're also getting like subprimals of beef, all local. And right now we're doing a barbacoa as our beef option. And I also take the pork belly and I cure it and smoke it and make bacon out of it. Mm-hmm. And then I braise the bacon, and we call that our BLT taco. And it gets served with a tomato marmalade and some fresh spinach, local spinach, and our rocket sauce, which is a chipotle sour cream. So
nice. That's got to be a tremendous amount of work. I know you guys got a dedicated kitchen, and I'm sure your following is big and you're promoting. Does the truck have its own Facebook page?
It sure does. Intergalactic Tacos.
There you go. And yes, you're not going to get to go there unless you pass through Richmond, Virginia. But it's fun to see some of the creative stuff that Chaz and his partner come up with. And you should go there. Intergalactic Tacos. So I didn't know if you wanted to give that out or not, but I wanted to.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, let's talk about I asked my first guest for food memories associated with holidays, in particular Independence Day. I know you have been a food enthusiast even long before you were in the business. Do you have any 4th of July food memories that bring to note?
I do. And in fact, Maggie and I were just talking about how normally on 4th of July, we are in Beaufort, South Carolina with Janet and Fred. And this is the first year in a while that we're not actually down there. But usually what we do is we get a bunch of oysters and do up some steaks on the grill and oysters out around the fire pit. And that's usually what we're eating down there in Beaufort.
Well, and Janet and Fred, Janet, another sister of Beth, and another brother-in-law. And, yeah, I wish we could all be together. It's just this COVID stuff's a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you are. It's just the two of you. And, by the way, I love the Bathing Beauty swimming pool pictures.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we're doing all of our cooking outside today. I've got some beef short ribs that I actually found on sale at my local Kroger here. And so we're doing up some short ribs on the grill. And they've been going since about noon, actually, just so you know. And we're going to be hanging out in the pool. We got some cheese and some charcuterie and drink lots of wine. I also got a little bit of a duck pate as well that we're going to be snacking on later.
Well, that's pretty good. Have you been changing the water in the pool to keep it cool enough?
Well, this pool is actually bigger than our last pool. So
actually
holds more water. So fortunately, we have not, even though we've been in the mid-90s here, our pool water has been very comfortably cool.
Oh, that's good. Christ, I have the spa turned down to 90, and it still creeps up to 92 just from the heat generated with the circulation pump, you know. Well, look, it sounds good. I can't wait to see you guys. I hope you'll post some pictures tonight of things as they come off the grill. Or at least send them to me.
Yeah, for sure.
And how's what'd they call them? Underlip snaggle.
Oh, short track underlip. Yes, Mr. Ferguson is doing well. For y'all that don't know, we live over here by the Richmond International Raceway, and Guy's son is a NASCAR fan. So.
Yeah.
Our dog has a bit of an underbite, so therefore he got the name Short Track Underlip.
And he's cute as a button and smarter than me.
It's me too, let me tell you. Wow. I don't know how we ended up with such a smart dog.
How's he doing with the fireworks business?
Oh, he's good. He is not gun-shy by any stretch.
Oh, that's good.
So the noise doesn't bother him other than he just wants to be out there looking for a bird or whatever.
Well,
or
man,
tennis ball.
Is Maggie fixing anything today?
Maggie is out there skimming the pool as we speak. So she's getting ready because I'm about to get in it as soon as I get off with you.
I don't blame you. Well, cool beans. You know, you said you're doing short ribs. You were braising them?
No, actually, I rubbed them last night,
right,
and they sat overnight. And I just put them, I wrapped them up in foil. And now they are on the grill and with the offset heat, and they're just kind of going low and slow.
That sounds good. I think my brother, he's doing them on his Vision Kamado grill, but he's doing them in red wine. He's braising them first.
Okay.
And just another technique. It'd be fun to hear his story. Well, look. Oh, goodness. Excuse me. I'm drinking a Diet Sprite, and it's making me hiccup. It's probably more than you need to know. Chaz, happy Independence Day, my friend.
Happy 4th of July, my brother, and happy birthday to you.
Yeah, it's old.
I know I sang happy birthday to you on your birthday, but nonetheless, happy birthday again.
Well, and I told Maggie, but I got to tell you, and I'm telling my listeners now, too, they sent me this cool Globe decanter. It has, you know, it's clear glass round, and you fill it with your favorite whiskey, and then it comes with four whiskey glasses that have the map of the world on them. And as soon as I get home today, I'm going to fill it up. The worst part about this, my brother-in-law, is now that stuff's going to be within arm's reach. And, you know, having to walk downstairs now to go to the bar and dig out a bottle of bourbon you know, at least it's a little bit of an effort. Now it's going to be sitting right there in the dining room on the bar server.
Just think, when you have to refill a decanter, you'll have to work for it.
No, I keep some upstairs in a bottle because I cook with it too, you know. But
of course.
Anyway, thanks so much. That was a wonderful gift and deeply appreciated.
Absolutely. Thank you, guy.
Take the rest of the day off, relax, chill out, and then you got tomorrow. You don't have to work tomorrow, do you?
No, I'm on a three-day weekend,
Excellent. So
I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
Do that and post pictures or send me pictures. I want to see what y'all are up to.
Yes, sir, will do.
All right, take care, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Adios. Chaz Robinson, the chef, he's, you know, him and Maggie opened one of the coolest restaurants in Denver. It was called Shells and Sauce. I believe it is still going. They, of course, are no longer involved because they moved to Richmond. But the restaurant was written up in the Mile High magazine, you know, whatever, I think it's 6,240, Mile High magazine. The gal that writes for the Denver Post food column wrote them up as the best new restaurant in Denver back in 2012, I think, 11 or 12. And they did a great job. It was a wonderful thing. Chaz has had an interesting career, but like most chefs, he's jumped around some by choice, some not by choice. And I think he's finally found a home with a food truck, and hopefully he can get back to teaching. He was working at a culinary school in Virginia, and boy, I thought I wrote him up a nice rec letter, and he got hired, and he was happier than a pig eating tomatoes. And I was hoping that would work out. And then they closed the school. So that's when he started with the food truck. But great guy, great chef, a lot of fun to be around. He's one of the few I know that can drink more stuff than me. He likes tequila better than I do, but he can match me one for one without batting an eye. All right, we're going to have to take a break. But before I do, Mania Money, if you've got money from Johnson's Garden Center, it started June 22nd. It goes through July 5th tomorrow. You've got ample time to get in there, take advantage of the gardening sales, and not only to plant still for the spring, but to maintain your yard, spend your mania bucks at Johnson's Garden Center. We'll be right back after this short break. Uncle Brian gonna join us from Reddington Beach, Florida.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.